Hey, I'm Brett Podolsky, co-founder of The Farmer's Dog. We make fresh food for dogs. We started the company when we saw what a huge difference it made in my own dog, Jada, when she stopped eating ultra-processed kibble and started eating fresh, whole food. The Farmer's Dog food isn't fancy. It's just real food delivered to your door in pre-portioned packs. It's better for them and easier for you.
Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/podcast. That's thefarmersdog.com/podcast.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Audio Network.
Hour number two of the show here on a Thursday with Costos and Barkley. Got a loaded hour coming your way. Of course, the Power Hour is coming up next hour. All our bets for tonight, including side, total, props for the Nets and the Bucks, the Clippers and the Jazz. Lots of bets to get to. Very excited to do that in the next hour of the show. Coming up this hour, we're going to have a lot of stories going on around NFL mini camps and how we're going to spin that forward into betting on the National Football League coming up this season. Pete Blackburn from Bally Sports joins us in about 40 minutes to talk about the Stanley Cup playoffs. I'm going to ask Pete, hey, Pete, think the Islanders are going to beat the Lightning? Because I kind of do. That and more with Pete Blackburn in about 40 minutes from right now. But right now, as in like this very second, we welcome in one of our old friends here on You Better You Bet, and that is former NBA general manager and Odyssey Sports NBA insider, the great Ryan McDonough. He is on Twitter at McDNBA. Insider calls presented by BetQL. Get access to data and insights the sports books don't want you to see. There's data and there's insights, and the sports books are saying to themselves, man, we don't want this out there. You know what BetQL is doing? They're giving it to you. The sports books don't want you to have it. BetQL's giving it to you. Bet smarter. Beat the books. Download the BetQL app and visit BetQL.com today. McD, what's going on? Welcome back to You Better You Bet. Nick and Ken on a Thursday. How you doing?
Hey, gentlemen. I'm doing great. It's always good to be on with you guys. And Nick, I appreciate you joining us. I feel like the last couple times I've been on this show, you've been absent. So it's nice of you to grace us with your presence on your own show.
Well, you know, the next time, if you're ever on a Friday again, Ryan, I won't be joining you. So it's good that you're on a non-Friday day.
So welcome to the Nick Costos lifestyle. 4 days a week and football season's like pedal to the metal, but it ain't football season. So if it's Friday, he's not going to be here. But Ryan, let's start with the series that we spent a lot of time on in the first hour, this Phoenix-Denver series. And just kind of put into context for us maybe some of your observations about Phoenix that you've seen through obviously the series against the Lakers, two games against Denver that have both looked phenomenal in both games, and the realistic ceiling for the team. If it's Phoenix, Utah, or Phoenix Clippers in the next round, how much of a chance do the Suns have? If it's Phoenix and the Nets in the NBA Finals, is that a series that we actually think the Suns can win? They've been one of the most impressive teams in the playoffs. Your thoughts on Phoenix on this run?
Well, the Suns have been on an incredible run, especially the last four games now, or five games, I should say, going back to when they were down 2-1 against the LA Lakers. You know, they've looked as good as any team in the league, and including Brooklyn, who's been terrific in the Eastern Conference. So, you know, the team really has something special going on right now, guys. Their energy, their vibe, their ball movement, their depth. I mean, it starts, you know, with their starting five, you know, led by Devin Booker and Chris Paul, DeAndre Ayton, Mikal Bridges, and those guys. But their bench in particular, Cameron Payne, Torrey Craig, those guys have done some really nice things throughout the playoffs as well. So, I think, especially as I look at the Western Conference, I think the Suns have as good a chance as any team to make it to the NBA Finals. I still think Brooklyn's the favorite. Obviously, they have some question marks with the injury to James Harden, but it would be hard not to be super impressed by what the Phoenix Suns have done over the last couple weeks.
So, McD, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but it sounds like you feel like the Suns are going to win this series against Denver. That's not film at 11. That's not splitting the atom. I think the Suns are going to win this series against Denver. Bet on it at the start. Bet them both game one and game two. Ken thinks the Suns are going to win the series as a series. Bet on them. Bet on them last night in game number two. But let's talk about game number three, because maybe Denver's able to come out and win game three. Mike Malone kind of lit a fire under their butts, right? After the game last night, saying the team quit. Jokic going to get the MVP. So it's a really fascinating market for Friday night's game number three, with the Nuggets a 2-point favorite, total 223.5. Now, I'm kind of the opinion that it's not going to matter. And Phoenix is just so much better. And I like Phoenix in the game. What do you think we're going to see tomorrow night in game number 3 and the motivational angle that Michael Malone tried to play and if it can galvanize the Nuggets?
Yeah, that was an interesting technique by Malone to say his team was soft. And from my experience, guys in NBA front offices for over a decade and a half, that can cut both ways, right? The team can get motivated and rally behind their coach and say he's right. Or, you know, like I say, wait a minute, we're out there playing hard. We didn't play well, but, you know, kind of forget about this guy. So I'll be very interested to see how the Nuggets come out tomorrow night. I think the biggest challenge for Denver guys is this. If you look at their team to start the year, you had Jamal Murray and Gary Harris in the backcourt. Murray's injured and out for the year. Harris is in Orlando now. He was part of the Aaron Gordon trade. Will Barton, who returned to the lineup last night, has missed a significant amount of time. P.J. Dozier has been injured as well. They traded away R.J. Hampton in that Aaron Gordon deal as well. So those are five guards they thought they'd have to start the year, including the two starters in Murray and Harris, who are not playing in this series or not playing a lot in this series. So I just think against the loaded Phoenix team, especially in the backcourt with Chris Paul and Devin Booker to start, and then the way Cameron Payne's been playing off the bench, I think they're outgunned. And as good as Nikola Jokic is and as well as they tend to play at home, I wouldn't be surprised if Phoenix wins the game tomorrow night. And also, like from a betting angle, the fact that the Suns are getting 2 points, as you mentioned, Nick, they're a plus two at Bet Rivers.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Ryan, the other series that is off tonight but resumes on tomorrow night, on Friday night, is the Sixers and the Hawks, which is a series Nick and I, we have done a lot on this show on this series. We are both absolutely like fascinated, captivated by watching both games so far with Trae Young and kind of like the villainous nature of the Hawks and shushing the crowd and everything. And then you obviously have Embiid and the high expectations for the Sixers. So it's basically close to a pick'em game tomorrow night. I mean, it's like a 1-point spread either way, depending on where you look. But any thoughts on, you know, adjustments we might see from each team, some of your observations from the first two games that can help us make sense of maybe who's going to win game 3 and who's going to win the series?
Yeah, this is maybe the toughest one for me, guys, to peg just because of the wild card. And that's obviously Joel Embiid, his health. When he plays and is healthy, he's dominant like he was in game 2 the other night, 40 points, 13 rebounds. He made threes. He made free throws. He really did everything for Philadelphia. But how healthy is that knee? Will that be able to hold up, and will he be able to play 35 minutes a night? So this is one that you know, if I were thinking about betting it, maybe some of the in-game action, some of the props, all that kind of stuff, live line would be interesting to me just because of Embiid. You know, if he's in foul trouble or looks like he's not healthy, then that gives a lot of momentum to Atlanta, especially with the next two games being in Atlanta. So I think Philly wins the series as long as Embiid holds up. You know, the game tomorrow, game 3, I probably lean toward Philly because the last I saw Embiid, he was healthy and dominant, but that doesn't mean he's going to be healthy and dominant for the remainder of this series.
You better, you bet. BetQL Audio Network, Nick Costos, Ken Barkley here on a Thursday, joined by Odyssey Sports NBA Insider, former NBA General Manager, the great Ryan McDonough, breaking down the playoffs on Twitter at McDNBA. McD, let's turn our attention to the two games that are going to be played tonight. And, you know, for as good as this Atlanta Philly series has been, as captivating as it's been, as fascinating as it's been, you know, the diametric opposite has been, you know, watching the Milwaukee Bucks get the brakes beaten off of them for two games straight here by the Brooklyn Nets in pretty surprising fashion. Look, I expected Brooklyn to win the series, but not like this, not the way it's gone. So Milwaukee's season obviously on the line coming up tonight as the series has shifted to Wisconsin here for this do or die game three for the Bucks, where Milwaukee's about a 3.5 point favorite total in the mid 230s here. How do you see it playing out? Milwaukee trying to save its season tonight against Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, and the Brooklyn Nets.
Yeah, obviously no James Harden for Brooklyn, so that gives Milwaukee a chance, especially at home. I just think there's a tremendous amount of pressure on Milwaukee guys, and I'm very curious to see how they respond to it. You know, we all heard the rumors and speculation, especially when they flamed out early in the playoffs last year, that Mike Budenholzer's job may be on the line. At that point, they retained him, had another excellent regular season, going 46-26. But it does seem like it's coming to a head. I personally think that's really unfair to Bud, given that I think, you know, year in and year out, he maximizes the talent on that roster. And look, I just think Brooklyn's a better team. I don't care where the game is. In Brooklyn, Milwaukee, they have better players. They have Kevin Durant, who's playing better than anybody in the league right now. I think he's the most dominant scorer in the NBA when he's healthy and locked in, which he is. Kyrie Irving's playing great. Blake Griffin looks rejuvenated. So, you know, if I were figuring out what my top bet would be for tonight, I'm Brooklyn. It is Brooklyn getting 3.5 points because they have the best offense in NBA history. They've dominated the first two games, and to get 3.5 points against a Bucks team that, you know, if things don't go well, they could really crater with the pressure on them. I really like the Nets in that game tonight, and I also like the Nets to go to the NBA Finals and win the championship. I think they're the best team in the league by a pretty significant margin.
Ryan, there's been a lot of talk about Giannis the last couple of days after that game two kind of humiliating loss, and not so much like his legacy necessarily, but just how we view him, right? It's so weird to have a guy with back-to-back MVPs, but yet you would take so many other players in the league in like a clutch playoff situation instead of him. These two things almost seem like they can't exist in the same player, in the same body. And yet we have it with this guy who seems like he's very likely going to lose for, you know, third straight year in the playoffs in disappointing fashion. As kind of a player evaluator, right? A guy who has to make player driven decisions. Is there ever any part of you when you were evaluating players when if a guy like, look, everyone would want Giannis. I'm not saying would you want Giannis on your team, but for players who play worse in the postseason versus the regular season, is that ever like a consideration for you where you're like, man, if we get to the playoffs, this guy just, even though he gives us a lot in the regular season, he just never plays well in the postseason. Is that ever a consideration for people in the front office?
Paul George.
Right. Sure.
Well, it is. And I think, you know, you have to look at it this way, though, if you're the Milwaukee Bucks, especially if you're Giannis Antetokounmpo, is he needs to evolve and adapt. His game needs to evolve. He needs to become a better off-the-dribble shooter. He needs to become a better spot-up three-point shooter. He needs to become a better foul shooter. I mean, in this series, guys, from the free-throw line, he's 2-for-10 in two games. 2-for-10 for a, you know, physical, athletic guy who's as dominant physically as any player in the league. You make 20% of your free throws, you know, that's not good enough. And so that's why, as you guys know, we've been doing these shows, you know, together since the preseason and throughout the regular season. I said I'm not as high on the Milwaukee Bucks because it's really hard at a high level in the NBA when your best player can't make shots over the top of a defense or off the dribble, or in Giannis's case, even some spot-up shots off the catch. So what he has to do, guys, is go back to the drawing board, look at his game, reevaluate, maybe even break some aspects of it down from a mental and technical perspective with his shooting form and approach, and then try to build it back up again this offseason. And I'll give you the perfect example of it because this guy did it. When LeBron James was with the Cleveland Cavaliers the first time, guys, I was in the Celtics front office, and we knew, as great as LeBron was, if we could wall off the paint and make him try to make jump shots over the top, we would win. Even, you know, you're talking about one of the best players of all time who was an athletic freak. He was obviously more athletic at that point when he was younger. So what did LeBron do? He reevaluated his game. He improved a lot as a shooter. And then when he got to Miami and improved his shooting and getting more confident in it, especially in the clutch and playoff scenarios, he was too good. He was unguardable and unbeatable, and that's why he's won four championships since then. So I think that has to be the next step for Giannis because you see how Brooklyn can defend he and the Bucks now. If they kind of dare him to make shots, and he's not confident in making those shots or getting to the free throw line where he has struggled as well.
McD, the one series that we have not yet hit, game two coming up tonight in Salt Lake City as the Jazz host the Clippers. Utah 1-0 series lead after Pandemic P. goes 4-for-17 in game number one. And you didn't get a great Kawhi game either. Of course, coming off the game seven, the emotional win a couple days prior against the Dallas Mavericks. So we await the status officially of Mike Conley tonight for the Utah Jazz. So what are you seeing here? Jazz about a 3-point favorite, total about 223 or so. Jazz and Clippers tonight, game number two. Who wins, who covers, and how do you see it shaking out with the total?
Yeah, game one went kind of as I expected it to go. The Clippers, having played and been in rhythm, and the Jazz had been off for a while, came out really strong and hot in the first. They were up double digits, and then got worn down as the game went on. I like the Jazz, guys. I mean, I think just getting 2.5, I believe, is the line now at home. You know, I think they'll win by more than that. They shook off some of the rust in the first half. The Clippers had no answer defensively for Donovan Mitchell. As you mentioned, Paul George really struggled in game one, and you guys know how tough that crowd is in Salt Lake. So I think as the Jazz get back in rhythm, as they settle in, obviously it's to their advantage if they get Mike Conley back. But even if Conley doesn't play tonight, I think Utah still has enough to beat the Clippers at home by more than 2.5.
All right. Go ahead, Ken.
No, I was just going to say we have about 60 seconds left, and we haven't gotten your opinion on what happened with the Boston Celtics and Danny Ainge and Brad Stevens yet. The last time we had you on, we obviously talked about a lot of playoffs as well. So in about 60 seconds here, just kind of what direction do you kind of see the Celtics going in? What do we think the team's going to kind of look like and the coach is going to look like as we go forward in the next season?
Yeah, I know they're having a robust coaching search. They're going to talk to a number of coaches, some former NBA head coaches, some current assistant coaches. And so Brad Stevens' plan was to interview internal candidates, the guys on his coaching staff who've been with him for a number of years, but not hire any of those guys. He wanted to talk to them first, but not initially hire them. Start the process with them and then expand it to other candidates. My guess is at some point he'll probably whittle down the field and then obviously select somebody. So I don't think this will go real quick, guys. I think he'll talk to a number of people with different backgrounds. And organizationally, they have a big offseason. I mean, they have the questions to answer with Kemba Walker. There's some issues, with his knee. How can they get him healthy and right with a full normal offseason this year? Robert Williams, who played very well, their center, is eligible for an extension. So they have a lot of big questions with the roster, but most importantly, in the short term, they'll pick a head coach. And again, I think Brad Stevens will be deliberate and thorough in that process.
McD, we appreciate it. You're always awesome. Love having you on. You better, you bet. Enjoy the games tonight, and we look forward to touching base with you again in the NBA postseason.
Always great to be on with you guys.
That was Odyssey Sports NBA Insider Ryan McDonough. Insider calls brought to you by BetQL. BetQL here to help us all make better bets through real proven analytics. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. On the other side, NFL minicamp news, OTAs. How does it affect the way we're going to bet this season? You're going to have to tune in to find out.
It's You Better You Bet on the BetQL Audio Network. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.